More than a third of American soldiers who have attempted suicide have no previous mental health diagnosis. That's according to the most recent data available from an Army survey. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg explains.
The study looked at anonymized records of more than 9,000 American soldiers who attempted suicide while on active duty. For the more than 35% of those soldiers whose attempts came with no previous history of mental illness, their troubles might have come as a surprise to their loved ones. But for Stephanie Gamble, who studies suicide prevention for the Veterans Administration in Canandaigua, it's not shocking at all.
It's not a surprise, and I think it's an invitation for providers, not just providers, but for families and communities. I think it really underscores how they can all have a role in suicide prevention.
Kinga Condor-Hine, wellness manager at Rochester Veterans Outreach Center, was similarly unsurprised. She says soldiers are often loath to seek out mental health care.
Veterans who are still enlisted, there's definitely a stigma associated with mental health. Many of them fear being labeled or fear being discharged, and they want to stay with their unit.
Gamble, Condor-Hine, and the study's authors all say good mental hygiene extends beyond the walls of a counselor's office. They say building community and family relationships are some of the best ways to reduce the risk of suicide. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.